Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the final hour of The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker along with TJ Houshmandzadeh. In for Chris Broussard. He'll be back tomorrow off of vacay. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And don't forget, in about 30 or 40 minutes, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
That's right. Your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. TJ and I will give you 30, 45 seconds, let you have your say. We will not interrupt you. We will not stop you for your bad take. We'll let you just do whatever you want. We turn over the show over to you for Trash Talking Tuesday. So we'll do that. TJ, the TNT game tonight, Warriors are playing Dallas. That's about to – is that about to start now? What time? 30 minutes that game kicks off. Dallas and Golden State. And I know you took exception to some of my stuff on social media today on Twitter about Steph Curry. You have a problem with me? You need something to say?
Nah, I just think you're wrong. You know, not a problem. Just a little misinformed, I was supposed to say.
This is my only thing, TJ. Okay. He's a great player. But here's where I have my issue. You can't be considered the greatest shooter of all time when you haven't made big shots. He's 0 for 9 with a chance to tie or win the game in the playoffs. in the final 10 seconds. That's what he is. And you could talk about, well, this, well, that, oh, well, you know, that's what makes you considered like the all-time great, one of the all-time greats. I would take Ray Allen, who I think made one of the biggest shots, if not the biggest shots in NBA history, or Reggie Miller, who I've seen with my own two eyes at Madison Square Garden, destroy the Knicks, making big shots. Yes, I would, to make a big shot over Steph. I would. If I need a circus three, a Harlem Globetrotters three, I would take Steph Curry.
Or what and about I'm not, you just I'm not need somebody to keep you into the keep you in the game until that three under 10-second matters.
But here's the other part.
Or just somebody that can win you a championship being the option number one.
Well, but here's my thing. And when people say he's a transcendent player, when Kevin Durant showed up, he took his team and his milk money. I mean, let's just be honest. Kevin Durant is the reason that they won those other two championships.
What
Steph
about before
Curry,
Kevin Durant?
No, they won the one. I'll give you that. But Steph Curry's also the author of the 3-1 choke job. TJ, no team in NBA history. Remember, the Warriors won 73 games that year, set the all-time record. They choked down a 3-1 lead with Steph Curry on the team.
I mean, if all Draymond he needed to get, do was if win, he doesn't get suspended, which
that's one fight, game, like, TJ. That's
no,
one.
No, no, no. But that's you start to you lose a rhythm. You lose a rhythm in what's going on. Better yet, how is the NBA played today? What type of game is the NBA game overall? Spread, drive, kick to shooters, let's shoot three. Who started when you my age group of guys in my generation, you wanted to be like Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson. Everybody just wanted to work on dunks growing up because of Jordan. What does everybody do now? Everybody work on now.
But I get
no,
the
no,
three.
No, no, no. He changed. He completely changed the game of basketball in the way people play.
But that doesn't mean, and my point is, this year is a perfect example. Despite not having the other Draymond, supposedly the best defensive player ever, and despite some of these other young guys that they have, they're fighting just to make the playoffs. If you were a transcendent player, why not? He is. You're telling me he's the best shooter of all time.
He is.
You can't make the playoffs when 16 of the 30 teams make the playoffs? You don't have to be the number one seed. You mean to tell me that we play 72 games in the NBA to eliminate 14 teams and Steph's one of them?
So
I'm not buying that. I'm not buying
that
if you're that guy.
Change? If they make it, will your narrative change or
no,
will you
it won't
move the goalposts?
Change because of the struggle.
See, so
it
you're
is.
Moving. You're moving the
no,
goalposts
now. No, I'm just
now.
Saying. But the whole idea that people will give him a pass because Klay Thompson's not there. That's the reason why they can't be one of 16 teams that make the playoffs. Come on. I'm not buying that. And you got to admit, Kevin Durant won the MVP in those two NBA finals for a reason. He's a better player. He's a better player.
Who would argue that? Who would argue that?
Yeah, but nobody's calling Kevin Durant a transcendent player. You're right. He started. Did Steph start a trend? Yes, he
no,
did.
No, no,
did
no. He didn't double? Start a trend. A trend is something that comes and goes. That's okay. A trend. Trend comes and goes.
But that doesn't mean that this is going to be. That doesn't mean this is always going to be the way it was, because there used to be a time in the NBA where the big man's roamed, right, and they ruled the NBA.
And
all
he's basically put the big man out of a job. If you can,
okay,
I mean, you got dudes 7 feet in high school now. Like, I got to be able to shoot a three. Steph Curry started that. He started that.
They used to play this style. They played this style in Europe, and I'm not taking anything away. Yes, because he was able to make these ridiculous half-court threes and all that, it's changed it. All right, one last thing on you about Steph Curry. So you think that he shouldn't leave Golden State and he should stay there? Should he finish his career there?
Should, if he can, if he's afforded that situation and that opportunity, you've won multiple championships there. You're synonymous with the Golden State Warriors. You think Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, at least I do. Why would you leave? If Klay can come back and athleticism wasn't his forte, he was a good athlete. Shooting is – he's going to be able to shoot the ball. If he can come back and be himself, shooting the ball and being that two-way guy defensively, they're going to be fine. Why would you leave? Why? There's no point. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? And
come
now,
play with LeBron and AD.
I mean, I'm a Laker fan, so I would take that.
Oh, but see? There you go. You just said it.
I would personally like that. But for Steph Curry, there's no point. There's no point. He seems like he's a guy. He wants to compete with them. He wants to see, I get my man back, Klay. Can we do what we did? I mean, Klay has been out literally 2 years. And so you don't know what you're going to get, but I'm sure he would like to find out. But, yeah, if we can get him to the Lakers, it's over. When will we lose? We won't.
All right,
and
here's
so
the last.
Stay in Golden State and give everybody else a chance.
All right. Brooklyn went somewhere, I guess, huh? I guess so. All right, you're not counting on them. Let's talk about the 49ers because you just totally dissed what the Brooklyn Nets are doing. And they don't even have their full squad. All they keep doing is winning. But I do want to ask you, why do the 49ers keep getting the benefit of the doubt that they know what they're doing? They're the draft kings, pardon the pun. And do you have as much confidence that they do really know what they're doing? And what pick would make you believe that they do know what they're doing, TJ, or they don't know what they're doing?
There's not a pick that will make me say they don't know what they're doing. When they made this trade, they knew exactly who they were going to get. And they can say, oh, well, it was three or four guys that we liked. You don't give up three first-round picks to say, oh, there's three or four guys I like. You give up three or four first-round picks, say, this is the guy I'm getting. We know we have a chance to get him. He's going to be there. That's who we're taking. Now, what I will say is this. Do I believe they know what they're doing? Absolutely. I believe Shanahan is that good of an offensive coach. His track record has proven that. He's won with lesser quarterbacks. But that team has been very successful because they've been tough on teams defensively. Defensively, they're really, really good. And so when they're not doing much on offense, that defense would keep them in the game. Would Salah now in New York, will that remain the same? We don't know. But I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, people make a big deal about Chicago Bears. Oh, they drafted Mitchell Trubisky over Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. Well, the San Francisco 49ers did as well. They drafted Solomon Thomas with the third pick out of Stanford.
Hello, so, but nobody ever talks about that.
Nobody talks about that because of the success that Shanahan has had with his offense. You lose Garoppolo, and then you have these other quarterbacks that come in, and they've had success. Nick Mullins comes in, oh, he balls. Beathard comes in, oh, he balls. And so these guys are just coming in, and they're doing well. But if they get this wrong, then it's starting to say, at least for me, because I'm not giving that up to draft Mac Jones. That's just me. I'm not doing it. Because you look at Mac Jones, and what's the difference of Mac Jones and, say, Kyle Trask? One play to Florida, one play at Alabama. Kyle Trask is accurate. He has a bigger arm. He's a bigger quarterback, a bigger human being. What's the difference? Just Mac Jones played with better players. What's the difference in the two players?
And let's just be honest. Like, is it really his system or is it the quality of quarterback? Because Kyle Shanahan went 8-24 with Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard. So it ain't like anybody, you know, like they keep saying, his system is so great and what he's running, you know what I mean? Don't you need talent? I mean, I don't think anybody, you could take any Joe working at 7-Eleven off the street and have him run your plays and they're going to work.
If that was the case, they wouldn't have given up what they gave up. If they can just plug and play a quarter, they wouldn't have given up three first-round picks to move up to number three if they can just – they wouldn't do that. And so they know they need a competent quarterback, a quarterback that they believe can be a really good player. But you have to get this right because people are starting – you gave that up to get Mac Jones? Now, in 3 or 4 years, if Mac Jones is that guy, Kyle Shanahan, look, he knows what he – and if he's not, he has to understand – there's going to be consequences and repercussions that come with that.
Can I give you one?
I'll give it to
Josh.
Me.
Josh McDaniels in Denver when they moved
Tim
up
Tebow.
To pick Tim Tebow. That hurt that organization, right? It did.
It set them back.
It set him back, and they picked the wrong guy. And he was supposedly a quarterback guru and whatever he's doing, and that bombed. It was a mistake, and it wound up costing him that and getting caught, you know, recording other teams' defensive signals. Where'd that come from, right? Remember, that's how he lost the job in Denver. But there's an example of you just can't be – You can't miss on that once you've given up what you just said. The picks you've given up, you can't miss. You can't swing and miss in this case.
To do that, you got to be very secure in what you see. You got to be very secure in your standing with that team and the organization. But it's what Randy said earlier. Just the options that a Justin Fields gives you. He's accurate. Like, he's an accurate quarterback. And people, he only throws it to his first read. That's not true. But if it is, just say it is true. A good coach is going to teach you how to progress from your first to your second read and sometimes your third. That's just pre-snap awareness and understanding what's going on. And so a good coach, which I believe Shanahan is.
Except for when it's winning time. Because, TJ, he's turned in two of the worst choke jobs in the fourth quarter of Super Bowls I've ever seen. Two.
I mean, he's gotten there, though. I mean, No.
I understand about
look
getting
the,
there. Do you want to be outside the Playboy Mansion?
Before
or do you want
there?
To be inside? Which one you want to be? Out in the front, out at the front door, inside?
But before he got there, they wasn't even on the same block. And look at the Falcons since he left. They not
can't
even
choke
same
like
block.
That.
They
you
not even in the same zip
you
code.
You can't choke two Super Bowls like that.
They're not
lead.
Even in the same zip code. You
can't
do
can't
it.
Can't choke them down.
But I'd rather you choke in a Super Bowl than not even be in the playoffs. And that's where those organizations were before he got there and after he left. We're talking Atlanta.
You can't choke two Super Bowls down. Not like that. I got an issue with that. All right, a former NFL scout says the Baltimore Ravens – should move on from Lamar Jackson. We'll get into that next. Unbelievable.
Man,
that's
Bucky
right.
Don't get out of here with that.
I know. We're going to talk about Bucky. You know, I've already had a problem
Bucky.
With him.
Well, I'm going to Google his real name. I'm not even going to call him Bucky now. I'm going to Google his real name.
After this take, I'm going to call him Bucky Wheat Brooks. That's his new name.
Said that. I can't believe it.
Wow.
All right. We'll see that. Bucky Wheat Brooks.
Bucky Wheat.
Is his new,
I like that.
Bucky
like
Wheat
that.
Brooks is his new name. We'll talk about that and much more. It is the Odd Couple with TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. It is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, you know, the draft is right around the corner on Thursday. And for the very best NFL draft coverage, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio throughout the first round of the draft on Thursday and catch the NFL's best information man, Jay Glazer, drafts analyst Bucky Brooks, former number two pick LeVar Arrington, and Fox's Kevin Burkhart. And they'll all be live throughout the first round beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. They'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to all 32 first-round picks. That's Thursday night at 8 p.m. The Odd Couple will be on from 7 to 8, and then you'll have this very special draft show. That's Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, with Jay Glazer, Bucky Brooks, LeVar Arrington, and Kevin Burkhart right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. And one of your guys, your former NFL players, Bucky Week Brooks.
William. I looked it up. William Eldridge.
What? What? It's not racist. What? Because I said wheat?
Because, Rob, if he was light-skinned, you would not call him Bucky Wheat. Let's just say that.
No, Bucky Brown. He's not dark at all.
No, he's brown. But Buckwheat was a big-time character on The Little Rascals.
He's my favorite character. I love Buckwheat.
I love Buckwheat. No? TJ, Buckwheat? Buckwheat was cool.
Man, William. Like, I can't believe Bucky had to say that?
Wow. All right, so let's get the story out here. So Bucky Brooks basically have said that the Ravens should draft a quarterback and move, right? Rob G, who did he say they should draft?
So it was on NFL Network, and he was doing a long conversation, I believe, with Daniel Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. And the question was, if Justin Fields slides, which a lot of people are projecting he might, should the Baltimore Ravens either move up to get him, or if they fall all the way down to where they're picking, do they just draft him? And Bucky's whole thing was they could take a collegiate approach to the quarterback position, mean like operate like a college team, have a new quarterback every 4 or 5 years, so that way you can stay within the salary cap. And if your system is as good as the Baltimore Ravens system is, you just keep getting new guys to fit that mold and build the rest of the roster.
Hello,
around it.
Please stop.
The players are the system. The players
Thank
are
you.
The system.
Didn't we just give you that example in San Francisco? right?
The players with, are the
with
system.
Mullins, Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard. Didn't we just show you the difference when you put any quarterback in doing that same system?
If it was that easy, everybody would do it. Maybe because the segment was long, as you said, you know, he just was getting some filler words in and just kind of went somewhere he didn't mean to go. I don't know. And my man Rob Parker, no way, no how.
Thank you. This guy was a unanimous MVP of the league. Everybody said he couldn't win a playoff game. Guess what he did last year? He won a playoff game. Come on, man.
Since he's been a starter, who's won more football games than Lamar Jackson? Like, I don't think people.
Not many.
None.
Patrick Mahomes, no.
I don't think people look at the success he's had.
Lamar's number one regular season. That's incredible. Yes, nobody even talks about that.
Nobody. Nobody. I don't think people are looking at the totality of what he's done. And it's because he wins the MVP and then he loses the playoff game.
And they act like it does, like nothing mattered because he lost the playoff game, right?
Right.
That was really how it came out.
And would they have liked to play better on offense in certain games? Yeah, but that's every team that loses. And so to move off of Lamar this early, you take it a college approach if you're the Baltimore Ravens and you're going to be one of those college teams that continue to try to find a head coach. There's just no way that would happen. And I guarantee Baltimore, that hadn't even crossed their mind. I'm actually surprised it crossed Bucky's mind, to be honest with you. But
Was a tweet from Lamar Jackson.
What'd he say?
Bucky, we can box a little bit. I won't buck. That's what he said.
Yeah, like he didn't take too kindly to that. But he's looking at it like, are you serious? What I've done? Like, and I think a lot of people, they start to take for granted how good guys are, and they just feel like they're replaceable.
And you know what was great? Marcellus Wiley said to Bucky Brooks, take the mask off, Bill Polian. I know who you are. Because Bill Polian told a guy like Scooby-Doo, you know they used to always take the mask off the criminal and find out who it was?
See who it is.
Because he said he should – remember he said he should go out for passes? Like as a receiver, as a slash?
I messed up. Tell me something I don't know. Tell me something I don't. You drafted Peyton Manning. Yeah. I mean, that wasn't hard to do.
Right. Almost anybody would have made that pick.
That wasn't hard to do.
But this is total disrespect to Lamar. I mean,
it's
seriously.
100% a slap in the face for what he's accomplished so early in his career. We've never seen this.
Nope.
We've never seen a quarterback so young win MVP, lead his team, win as many games as he's won. We're talking like he's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback, and I just said nobody has won more games than him since he's become a starter. Nobody.
No.
But why aren't we talking about these other quarterbacks as being, oh, let's run this team like it's a college and just get a quarterback every 4 years?
Unbelievable.
I don't know what Mr. William Eldridge Brooks Jr. was thinking.
You mean Bucky Weed Brooks.
Yeah, there you go. But
that's his new name for me. All right. We'll dive deeper into this with our man LeVar Arrington,
your
radio partner.
We still love you,
partner.
Though, bro. We just give him your hard time. You just
And we should
on this
give
one.
You a hard time when you speak out of turn. I'm sorry, right?
100%.
DJ? No
yeah,
doubt.
You can't say anything. I can't believe he said it, but can't put the toothpaste back in the tube once it comes out.
All right, we'll talk with LeVar Arrington next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Trash Talking Tuesday's coming up, so you want to call in 877-99 on Fox. But first, we want to bring in LeVar Arrington, who, of course, is an FS1 NFL analyst, co-host of Up On Game on Fox Sports Radio, with Plaxico Burress and, of course, TJ Houshmandzadeh. And he will be hosting the Fox Sports Radio NFL Draft Show Thursday night with Bucky Brooks, Kevin Burkhart, and Jay Glazer. Let's welcome in LeVar Arrington. What's up, LeVar?
I'm just ready to kick off Trash Talk Tuesday. That's all.
Already know it. And both of us, TJ and I, are trashing Bucky Brooks. The idea that he's like, oh, yeah, just get rid of Lamar. The guy's won more regular season games than any other quarterback the last couple of years in the league. And a unanimous MVP, won a playoff game, and like he should just be discarded. What do you think about Bucky's comments?
One thing I've learned about Bucky is there's there's a rhyme and a reason to what he comes up with. I just cannot say that I always am aware of what it is, you know. And so,
nice political
you know,
answer.
Bucky thinks on a high level. You know, he's a Tar Heel.
He also said Aaron Rodgers was finished. Remember that?
Well, listen, we're not always right. As I can attest, I'm a pretty brilliant dude, but for some strange reason, TJ's predictions have trumped mine as of I guess, the whole entire year on major kind of predictions and kind of assessments. So I'm not going to go too hard on Bucky. I'm just going to say in this situation in particular, I'm not getting on that boat that Bucky jumped on when he said that. That's all I'm going to say.
You work in a draft, Fox Sports Radio, this Thursday. I already know your answer, so I need another answer. We all know right. Micah Parsons is the best defensive player in the draft. Who's the second best defensive player in the draft? And please don't say Jason. I need someone other than a Penn State Nittany Lion.
Patrick Surtain's child is the second best in the draft as of right now, today, in my opinion, because I think his ability to cover will create a lot of opportunities if that translates into the pro to the pro level.
I like it.
All right, LeVar, there was a sound of Kyler Murray on NFL Network saying that he should have say on the NFL draft for the Arizona Cardinals. Where are you on this? Quarterback making draft picks now? Is that where we are?
Well, okay, so I think that there's this weird type of narrative that has been created, and I think it was probably created because football has a very, very old school type of mentality connected to it. And so when you think about football, you think about guys that have cigars and they're sitting in a room and they're listening to the experts talk about what's going on and different things like that. And I think that, for what it's worth, NFL films, the National Football League, they built that on brands like, Art Rooney and stuff like that. And, Vince Lombardi. And it's just this like old way of looking at how things are supposed to be done. My question to answer your question would be, why is that such an issue? let me put this one out.
Why is it such an issue? Because has he really scouted? Does he really know the players enough? And if he makes a bad pick, LeVar, who gets run out of town? The general manager and the coach or the player? I just don't understand why a player would want to be involved in that.
I get where you're coming from, but I also know this. If you're trusting a person, now we're talking about the quarterback of the team. So you can trust him to run your team on Sundays, but you can't trust him to tell you somebody that he would like to work with in the draft?
Oh, he can tell you, but are you really going to listen?
I mean, I think it would be prudent and wise to listen.
What?
Is he making the pick? I mean, if he's not making the pick, I think you collect as much information.
You can listen to information, but this notion that like he should be involved in it or in the war room.
He's played 2 years in the league. Two years in the league.
Let's
get my team to the playoffs first.
Involved means I think you guys are trying to pile on Kyler Murray. And I almost feel like we need to define what the rules of engagement are and him saying that he wants to be involved, because I feel like it could be unjustly levied on him to say he shouldn't be thinking that way. He's only been in the league for 2 years. He's not in the scouting room to see all of the ins and outs of what the guy's doing. Do we know exactly what he meant in saying he would like to be involved? I mean, can he have an opinion? Is that okay with y'all?
Oh, that opinion is fine. Of course you can have an opinion.
Yeah, of course an opinion.
Of course you can have an opinion. And I'll even ask you.
It sounds like y'all saying shut up and throw the ball.
That ain't it.
Are we going to listen to you? Yes. Like, we'll let you tell us your opinion, but are we really listening to your opinion?
Right. Do you want them to just have you in the room? Yeah, okay, Kyler, all right, and then do what they want anyway to pacify you? Or have you really been like – done your due diligence so much that you really are making these draft picks. I don't understand why a player would be interested in that. I really don't. I could see if they asked you about guys they played with.
Y'all need to have Tom Brady on the show and blame him for all of this new approaches to what quarterbacks want for their team.
All right.
Because Tom Brady basically said, I'm going to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, you guys are going to be synonymous with your TB, with my TB, and we're going to go TB2, and you're going to allow for me to bring in who I want to bring in, and this is going to work. Trust me.
Look at the skin in the game. Look how long he's been in the game. Look at what he's proven.
All right, hey,
like time defines greatness.
Yes.
But time doesn't necessarily define brilliance. You could be brilliant in your first year. You could be brilliant.
Oh, 100%, but are people going to listen to you because you haven't greatness?
How good are the Arizona Cardinals? how much credibility do they have?
All right, we got to end this here, LeVar. We'll be hearing you on Thursday night. You'll be hosting Fox Sports Radio's draft show.
That's right, Thursday night
with Bucky Brooks, Kevin Burkhardt, and Jay Glazer, and you, of course. So, we can't wait to listen to that. And
let Bucky say nothing crazy.
No. Make sure you jump on him. All right. And,
I'm not doing no co-signing. I'm just going to do my job.
Do your thing. All right. We appreciate you, LeVar. Thank you.
All right, fellas. Enjoy.
All right. Disgruntled sports fan, this one's for you. Trash Talk is next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris. Rob Parker right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you know what time it is. Time for Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go. 877-99 on Fox. And let's go, TJ. I know
Isaac,
people want to jump
California.
In.
California, you on the Odd Couple. Who are you trashing, my man?
Mr. Houshmandzadeh, Mr. Parker, thank you for taking my call again. Before I trash talk anybody, Mr. Houshmandzadeh, you're one of the most underrated wide receivers of all time. I have to say that. I'm going to trash talk the MLB writers. Not everybody, just from what I've seen, ESPN, Fox Sports, everybody is crowning the San Diego team as if they're going to, win the World Series all of a sudden. You guys were calling them Slam Diego last year. Okay, and now because they did dominate my Dodgers. I am a Dodgers fan. They dominated my Dodgers this last weekend. You know what? But let's let them win something first. You know what I mean? Let's let them win something first before we crown them, champions of the NL West or even the NL, because we're in a 162 game season this year. Anything could happen. My prediction: the Padres don't even make the NLCS.
Wow. All right. Thanks for the
Isaac,
call.
You're smart, man. Everything you said from as soon as you started talking made perfect
TJ,
sense
you
to
know
me.
You're a Dodger fan, too, and y'all got your panties in a bunch because the Padres,
right.
Padres are
can't
coming. Tell me Tatis ain't a stud, TJ.
Oh, he's an animal. Tatis is
Am I
an
right?
animal.
Oh.
They have a good team, but it's a great rivalry to have. We have better pitching. We will win.
All right. We'll see.
Simple.
877-99 on Fox.
Joseph in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple. Who are you trashing?
How you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm trash talking Spike Lee for when he had his little spaffle with Reggie Miller. The whole reason he was mad at Reggie Miller, because Reggie Miller embarrassed his New York Knicks every time. That's why Reggie Miller got the nickname, the Nick Killer. Spike Lee, continue making your bad movies, and good night.
My goodness. What are he ripping on Spike Lee and Reggie Miller from 25 years ago?
Man, he need to get that off his chest.
My goodness. All right, TJ, I'm going to do mine today. And I talked about it earlier. And if you want to jump in, we still got time, 877-99 on Fox. But I'm trashing that Cincinnati bar owner who said he won't show another game, that LeBron needs to close his pie hole and stop complaining and just play basketball. So he's not going to show any NBA games. He said that LeBron should be expelled because of what he put out on social media after the young woman was shot by the police. And that was, what, Columbus? I think it was in Columbus, Ohio. But
yes.
Yeah, I just think people who think that way, that players are people and citizens too and have every right to stand up and say whatever. That's what this country was built on, TJ. And I can't get over people who honestly don't want to hear from athletes because they feel like they're going to influence people. Yeah, that's fine. You know what? Just like anybody else can influence people.
It's always, I mean, it's what I said earlier. The athletes of yesterday, they stayed out of that. Today's athlete, they're woke. They're not staying quiet. And they're speaking up as they should. And so this is just something people have to get used to. And they have a platform. They have a voice. And they're using it as they should. And so they're showing the athlete that's coming up. I believe this is not a trend. This will continue because they're going to see guys that they looked up to, like the LeBrons of the world, speaking out when he doesn't have to. And this will be something that's here to stay.
I agree with you. I do think that athletes have changed. And Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan. Michael was criticized. I was covering the NBA then, TJ. He was criticized for just selling sneakers and soda pop, and that was good. That's not good enough nowadays. People hold you more accountable, and I think that's good, right? That you just can't turn the other way and act like nothing's going on, especially when it affects everybody. That's why I have the ultimate respect for Colin Kaepernick. I really do. Because TJ could have been going on with his life, making his money, playing football, and that wasn't anybody in his family, was it? There was nobody he knew.
He, in essence, lost his career.
For somebody he didn't know, for people he didn't know.
100% I mean, lost his career over it, and I'm not sure he looked at the consequences prior to, but what he did was admirable, for sure.
No doubt. Hey, TJ, always a pleasure hanging out with my man, TJ Houshmandzadeh, man. That was awesome. It was fun. A lot of fun. I hope you had fun.
Hope we didn't disappoint you, Mr. Broussard.
Not at all. Chris will be back tomorrow. Make sure you keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio. It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Manana!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.